This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating, and sometimes just being. Yeah. I've kind of had a stressful day. I'm going to give some disclaimer, maybe?
Yeah, we're not going to give Shannon too much free reign today. I think I'm going to, by the way, this is Alan. She forgot about me.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get there, but
I know, but
again, I've lost my marbles.
Yeah, you're on my way to telling them I'm here, and you got sidetracked. So that kind of tells you the way the day is going to be, folks.
Probably.
So Shannon's been having a stress-free or just kind of a chaotic afternoon. So
I came in thinking my day was slow and my dog was getting groomed, and bam, it's a good problem to have when you're blessed with business and clients and you get to talk to people. So it's a good problem to have, but I wasn't prepared for it in my mind today.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of mind blown.
Yeah, a little bit of controlled chaos today for sure.
A little bit.
It has been. We have been absolutely blessed, blown away by how busy we've been. I mean, the phone is ringing off the hook, and it's so fun because we're helping so many people. I mean, from watching Shannon write up their Medicare health insurance stuff, and Logan writing up commercial, and Brett and Cheryl, it's unbelievable the amount of people we've been writing their home and auto insurance. And I don't know what's going on out in the world, but you know, I don't know if it's just a result of the whole insurance world is chaotic, or if we're just being blessed. And I think it's probably a combination of both.
I agree with that. I think it's a combination because, man, people's premiums are going up. I mean, that's legit. I mean, and everybody's experiencing it. So I don't know a carrier that's not having increases. So yeah, it gets people a shopping, but it's been everybody out there is busy.
Well, I tell you, I can kind of understand these increases on the health side. Like I said, folks, if I don't know anything about health insurance,
that's
I don't even
true.
Try. I leave that to Shannon. But, you know, I mean, basically insurance works. We all pay money into a pot, and then the insurance company pays the claims out of the pot. And
right.
I just got the first bill from my hip surgery.
I think we should also give a disclaimer that people maybe want to sit down.
Oh. 94,000 dollars.
You were in and out in a day, correct?
I was in and out in less than 5 hours.
5 hours? That's a spendy 5 hours.
94,000. And actually, I felt kind of bad because the surgeon who actually did the job, he only got $3,000.
Right? But he got shorted, I think.
Yeah, it's like so. I mean, how can we, you know, not have insurance go through the roof with these kind of expenses? And somebody's got to do something about it.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I mean, you know, and the sad part is then you look at your statement and it says, all right, billed $94,000, but we insurance company are only going to pay them $48,000. And so, thankfully.
Well, because they disallow a lot, so that's not passed on to you,
and
which
not.
Is good. That's why contractual having something insurance is good, but
these
numbers are asinine.
Well, and the bad part is that,
if I
didn't
here.
Have insurance, I don't get that discount. So
right.
I'm going to have to pay that cash. And I know from the auto side, so if you're involved in a car accident and have to go to the hospital, your auto insurance company doesn't get that discount. So they're paying that bill. So they're sending out a bill.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it from that way.
They know they're horrible. Overcharging it.
Ooh.
And if you haven't pre-negotiated or if you don't have insurance, I'm sorry. We're going to go ahead and
take your house.
Yeah, thank you. I was trying to find a better word than screw, but I mean, I didn't. But, you know, it's just not right, you know, where we can have legalized theft like that,
that,
you know, money is taken out of the pockets of little people. Because basically, that's what all comes down to, us as a little people. And I don't know, maybe I need to crawl a little bit off my soapbox here, but I just feel bad for those, because ultimately it affects those the most that can afford it the least.
Yeah, that was a lot.
And so, I mean, I know when, unfortunately, our first two kids were born, C-section, and just starting in life, I didn't have insurance. And that was destructive.
Yeah. Look at you now.
Yeah.
Insurance agent.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, I think, you know, we need to do something. We talk about all this, cost of healthcare. Well, obviously it's not a cost of healthcare problem. It's a who's getting the discount problem.
Okay. Well,
I'm calling off my soapbox.
No, you're like saying we need to do something, but we literally have a little firecracker in here today in Abby.
Yes, Abby is back.
Abby is back. Here's a firecracker.
Our
girl.
Little.
You got it.
Abby is our quiet mother turned advocate. And thank God we got Abby, because we need more of them.
First of all, hold on. When was I a quiet mother?
Oh, you were never quiet.
No,
I'm talking in the
baby. I've never been quiet.
In the political spectrum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God knows she's never been quiet. She's only been a terror, but now she's using her terror for good. Yeah. You know, she's.
So I just want to welcome her officially. So,
right,
Abby, thank you for taking some time out of your busy mom life to be here with us.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's been about a year, I think, because we have the Glide FFA banquet tonight. And last year,
it was
on your show the first time, the same day we had the Glide FFA banquet.
Oh, that's funny. So, has it been a year?
That's karma.
I guess so.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, so. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're here. And one of the things we got to bring up here and talk about is I went down a couple weeks ago and did, I actually think I talked about it last week, went down and did some doc talks and some things with clients in Canyonville. And I went out afterwards with some of the reps from one of the companies, carriers, and I heard about this situation going on in their child's school. And I was like, there's no way. So I was told about a teacher who had given this horribly inappropriate assignment. Mm-hmm.
I think you can share a little bit more.
Okay,
safe.
So honestly, I'm a kind person, but I probably would have beat the crap out of this guy. Honestly, yeah. I was enraged sitting at this table at lunch. Like this has to be like a over exaggeration of the situation, because
come on, Shannon,
this is horrific. So the teacher, you're encouraging me today.
Well,
I'm
avoiding it.
I know it's
uncomfortable, but a lot of people didn't hear about it
already. But if you haven't heard about it, a school teacher up in the Eugene district, 4J district, gave the kids an assignment to write a story about their sexual fantasies. It was sexually orientated. Mm-hmm. And they also was a wheel in the room that you would spin to find out what you might be talking about, and then you were also supposed to put the person or the student's initials down that you would be interested in acting out these things with.
Unbelievable.
I mean, holy guacamole. That's not what I wanted to say. But I was like, there's no way. Like, I couldn't even finish eating my lunch. I was sick. I was like, please tell me this is an over-exaggeration. So I come back to the office and I tell the gals in the office, I'm like, hello, world. Guess what I just heard? And I was mind blown. And 2 days later, it hits the news like wildfire. And I'm like, unfortunately, it's sad for me to say, because Abby, you have children in school now. I said, oh my gosh, I'm glad my babies are done and raised. That's self-centered. I realize that now, because I have grandkids that are in school districts, and everybody has children, so I shouldn't be glad that my adult
children are.
I feel bad. In hindsight, I'm like, what a selfish thing for me to say. So I'm like, this isn't okay for anybody's kid, even if it's not my kid. And come on, we gotta do charter schools, or we gotta get Christ back on these campuses, because we're going to hell in a handbasket.
I mean, let's start with common sense. But the one thing I'm glad
I'm
I'll be a little
today.
Selfish.
I'm
glad my kids are gone, because If I had heard that somebody put my daughter's initials down, I might be in prison after that happened.
I am just thinking, and I'm not 100% sure on the age or the grade.
But it was high school, it was
high
right?
School,
yeah.
I believe, yeah.
But, I mean, you have freshmen. Those are young kiddos.
Yeah, it could be 14 years old, I think.
I wouldn't even have known at that age, honest to goodness, because I did have a wonderful mother who sheltered me,
even though
I was rotten. But I honestly, I wouldn't have known what some of that stuff was.
But it is funny because you still don't know what a lot of that stuff is.
Okay, well, some of it. But there's Google now, and that's mortifying. And I'm just like, I don't know. So, Abby, you have kids in school. And, I mean, God forbid if your kids got this assignment, like, you would have burned it down to the ground.
Oh, and her husband wears a gun every day.
So, encourage us as parents to get involved at these, at the boards, at the,
well,
in the
school. I think you guys are doing a great job. I don't even need to be here today.
I think a lot of it, Abby, is, you know, you were an active parent. But I wouldn't have put you in the really proactive parent. And I want people to kind of hear that, you know, Abby hasn't always been the one out there beating the drum. She slowly got involved and saw the difference that you can make. And really, what difference could you make if you're 10 others like you?
You know what? We just totally missed our commercial break by like minutes. So we need to go to a break. We're in trouble here. So, all right. So sorry. We're going to be back with more with Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Oh, welcome back to Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And we're on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. I'm Shan Sebastian. Got Alan Painter in here. Yep. Abby Malik.
And I don't think we celebrated, uplifted, or educated. I think we were just more on a rant. This
I know.
Up there, but that's all right.
Maybe we're cute today, celebrating, uplifting, tirading, and I don't know. I did kind of go off there, people. But I meant everything I said.
I think it's a good setup because there's a lot of people feel exactly the way we do. And we rant and we complain and we whine to each other.
Bellyache.
Yeah, and bellyache, but we don't know what to do. And that's why I think it's great that Abby's here today, and because she went from whining and complaining. I heard a lot
of
it.
Abby?
Still whining, complaining.
You know, and getting involved. So share. I mean, the some of the things that you've done that we can, you know, we and our audience can jump in there and get involved in things that we're passionate about. And kind of what's going on in today's world, the things that, you know, you're working on. What's happening?
Well, so earlier, like Shannon was saying, and your kids are out, graduated, yours are, but you do have grandkids in school.
I do.
And you'll have grandkids in school.
Hurry.
And you're in a school district already. Right. So, for example, our school district at Glide, we, you know, our kind of attendance of our school board meeting is kind of ebbs and flows. But when there's something kind of important out there, then you have an increase, or you should have an increase, of people showing up. And we've had some things going on at Glide that's caused an increase in public attendance, and it's not just people with students in the district, but I mean, really, those are the ones that are the most impacted immediately because their kids are, you know, in the district. But things the district decides affects all taxpayers in the district, right? So if they're not fiscally responsible, mm-hmm. you know, that impacts you as a taxpayer some way. So I would say that one of the easiest things you could do is just pay attention to your school board. Go to your school board meetings, or, you know, a lot of them these days you can go on Zoom to your, you know, I know our school has offered it. Well, now they're Zoom only.
And I'm sorry, folks. And I don't really know what's going up in Glide or where, but, you know, being able to represent yourself means representing yourself in person. You know, I mean, there's certain things of our passion and our energy that you just can't convey versus, you know, a video call or even the radio. I mean, it just down. So it's like being in person is important.
Well, we're unfortunately in a time now where if a person asks a question, an assertive question, that's conveyed or considered threatening by some people. So if you have some questions that are hard questions or come across as assertive, you could be considered threatening.
Right.
And that's scary when you can be shut down because of passion. Because I think, I mean, as you can have passion as long as it's respectful.
Yeah, I think respect is the key. To a good meeting. It's like you need to be able to communicate and work through hard things. So I have been watching some of these because they've been televising these 4J school district meetings up there. And let me tell you, passionate, fired up, angry, hostile, it's all coming out. But when you're going before the board, you have your words written down and you're reading that. So it's not personally directed at one person or it's at the board at general. So I think... I mean, there's been, well, one guy did call somebody a liar on that board, but I mean, that was a dad, but
that's part of,
and it was, you know, and he had a daughter in that class. So yep. I can't imagine a dad having a daughter in that class. He's fired up.
But that's part of running for office. That's known. That's one of the things that you're going to face. I mean, and I think, like I said, I think it's a travesty to, you know, use the COVID and continue the Zoom thing. I think it's a nice convenience,
it's an excuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you should be able to go up and handle the hard questions. Because we all, I mean, in every circumstance, we all have to make hard choices at some point, whether it's in your family, your business. Certainly the school board is going to make hard choices. And I don't even expect to always agree
every
with their
day.
Hard choices. But they ought to be able to back up their hard choices.
Absolutely.
I would think.
Yep.
Well, and you need to communicate why.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody likes cuz. That's not an answer.
And so what people can do is they can go to these meetings. And, you know, some people are like, well, I don't want to go say anything. I'm not a public speaker. You don't have to. Oftentimes people can read something for you if you want to prepare something. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes just being in the room. So you have.
Are you allowed to
you
write
in the eye.
Emails and
you can
send letters?
Emails,
or
yeah.
I mean, because there's lots of ways if you're not a face-to-face person or a be in front of an audience person that, you know, those people who are a little bit shyer or more reserved should be able to have their say heard, too.
Sure.
But I feel like those should be then shared on their behalf.
Sure.
So.
Well, we've tried to, like, if somebody was like, I can't get up and speak, well, we'll read a statement for you. And people, previously we had the ability to yield time so we could have additional time to speak, but it sounds like they're going to do away with that if they ever come back from Zoom. But regardless, there's a difference between hearing the information at a softball game as far as what recently happened versus being in the room and seeing it play out, because then you see the body language, you hear the context, the tone, and all of that. So I would say it's really important, and it's not just school board meetings. Go to your board of commissioners meetings. Go to your city council meetings. There's a lot of things. And listen, it's not
if you can see somebody's
not exciting.
No,
but it's things that we've all kind of put off.
Yep, absolutely.
All this time because we're just out doing our, you know,
living our lives,
working
our jobs,
raising our kids,
doing
our stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's really important, really important. If anybody's paying attention and see the change in the world, in the country, in the state, in the last few years, how quickly things seem to be changing in particular directions, we got to get in the game and quick. We
got
to do the unfun stuff.
And I must admit this, that for years at a state level, it's always been, oh, we're so outvoted, we're out so numbered, what's my voice even matter? And, you know, over the last 5 years, I changed. And even though that issue that I care about maybe stands a snowball chance in mm-hmm. hell up there with the, you know, the liberal Democratic that we have, I also came to understand one thing is that silence speaks loudly too. And if nobody speaks opposition, that's a big thumbs up yes for what they're doing.
You betcha.
So we need to you know, let our voice be heard, even when we don't stand a chance, because we have to, you know, be part of the balance.
Yeah, we have to get in the game. I think that's, yeah. To me, we got to get in the game. We got to go to those meetings, those locals, you know, school board meetings, city council, commissioners. Run for an office. I know a lot of people running for these special, it's too late now to go out and apply to, but I think, you know, running for those little special districts for your water districts, your fire districts, the school boards, those are important, because when these things, these agencies have these issues and you're like, what in the heck is going on? How did they get to that? Well, then be on the board. And yeah. You don't have to have a degree in engineering to be on in the water district or, you know, in the fire district. You have to have a level of common sense.
Yeah.
That's what I think is the most lacking in most of these boards.
Absolutely. So I don't want to run kind of creepy on tongue. So can you share some of the legislative things that you've seen that you're dealing with?
Well, so I actually was just on a Zoom call the other day with Virgil Osborne and David Brocksmith.
And to remind people, Virgil is our
state representative
for our district, for the one of the congressional districts in Douglas County. They've all got all split up now, but and so he's a representative, David Brocksmith, the senator now, and they were talking about some of the worst stuff going through the legislature that they're fighting. And so some of the most important things that they were looking for from us was they need testimony. They said Douglas County is not pulling their weight. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm signed up from OLIS legislative emails, and I'm on Telegram, and just there's,
of course you would be, Abby.
5 million messages or posts about different bad bills, and it's super overwhelming. Mm-hmm. A good friend of mine recently started a website, fightfororegon.org, I believe, and she is working every weekend. She's taking newsletter stuff from David Brocksmith, Virgil. She's also plugged into these other organizations like Oregon Cattlemen's Association and different eight groups that are involved with all these really bad bills. She's put together this fantastic little newsletter that she puts out every like Sunday night, and it's got the week's worth of the bad bills in the order they're coming out in, like Monday morning 8 o'clock, Monday at 1, Monday at 3 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yep. It's a very brief paragraph for each bill. You can click to look at the bill more if you want. There's a button for clicking for testimony. And again, you don't have to be an expert.
So I just hit my mic on accident.
So what's the worst you've seen recently?
Well, so just like last weekend, I think it was, like Friday at 5, a group of representatives, the Democrats, tried to put in like a 64-page amendment into, I think it's SB 348, that takes 114, which is tied up in court now,
right.
And they're trying to pass it through legislature to get it in that way, where they can't tie it up in court.
Backdoor us on a Friday night.
Yep, exactly. And just assume everybody's going to go to work Monday morning and not get online or testify, or who's going to go to the Salem, to the Capitol, to go into the hearings. You know, not that many people are going to go on a Monday when they're at work.
Right.
So I'll tell you who. Oregon Hunters Association.
Well, yeah.
And Amy was there.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an idea of who's up there. And she's another firecracker.
And that's a scary part, is mm-hmm. that a lot of these things do happen on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. You know, in the darkness, and even those who are trying to stay apprised of these things, you don't see it. It's done, but you know, by the time you hear about it, it's a news story.
Yep.
When she left that night, I think it was actually after 5, and went out to her car
and did a live from her car right at that moment to try to get people to email, to send blasts, mm-hmm. to, you know, because letters are going to get there. The mail's a little slow right now.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, get an organization that believes in maybe what you believe in, or a couple of them that have your beliefs, and then and follow whoever's doing that.
Well, that's like this Fight for Oregon. She's putting a lot of the things that most direly affect Oregon. And it's, for me, for my brain to be able to process it, is very clear, concise, just what you need. You can go mm-hmm. click right into it to test, do some written. I oppose this bill. You know, you don't have to be a scientist or an expert or anything like that. You just got to do it.
But your voice is being heard
in that
email or accounted for.
Because they're outnumbering us in testimony 10 to 1 in a lot of these things at the Capitol.
Well, you know, and that is kind of the bad part, because the people who are for this all live in that area. You mm-hmm. know, it may be a half hour for them to drive. Well, to talk about Eastern Oregon, Southern Oregon. I mean, it's quite a commitment to get up there on short notice.
And they're just more organized to, like, you know, hey, everybody email on this. Even just the emails, they're getting more emails.
What's coming. They're introducing it.
Well, because they're introducing. Yeah,
they're letting their people know, hey, we're going to introduce us, slip it through. So,
well, Abby, as always, we always say every time she comes on, we need the full hour. But part of that's our fault, because we kind of took a chunk of the time on a tangent.
We soapboxed today.
So sorry.
It's fine.
Well, thank you for coming on. I guess our takeaway from this is, y'all, if you have grandkids in school, if you have children in school, you need to be involved. You need to be asking questions. We need to know about what assignments our children are be giving, what the curriculum is. We need to be asking some questions.
Don't be a victim.
Yeah, just let them know you're watching. So this should have never happened in Eugene, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Not the station, not anybody else's, Shannon's. That should have never happened. I don't know.
I think that's everybody's opinion.
Well, it should be.
Except one teacher and the principal.
And he's the football coach. Dropping the mic with that one.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll be back with the local business buzz in just a moment. Back here with News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back
to Ellen's favorite segment.
So this is the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. So give a shout out to Carlos and the crew down on Diamond Lake Boulevard. Go out there and say hi. Well, keep asking him for his autograph. Why not? What the hey?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Enter into the drawing.
And I'm going to have a winner later for that. Thank you, Sean, for drawing that for me like 2 minutes ago.
it's been one of those days. The whole day, it's been a better late than never for Shannon.
I already gave a disclaimer. Like,
yep.
It's what it is. It encompasses the whole hour.
Yeah, so.
So I'm excited. We have two delightful ladies in here this afternoon with us. So one I've known for a very long time. Not that long, because we're not that old, you know.
I say, she's not that old.
I've known her for a long time. What? She was young.
What, you teach her in junior high or something?
I don't know. I'm just not trying to age us, that's all. So Jill Fay, who a lot of people know from her cakes. But she's launched a new business, which is Better Together Event Rentals. Did I say that right, Jill?
Yes.
Perfect. So thank you for being here. And we also have Becca Brooks with Sugar Magnolia Revamped Furniture. And so Becca, thank you for joining us today. Becca's a little shy, but she's here.
We're dragging her to the mic,
you
folks.
All just keep encouraging her. Send us that positive juju. We're going to get some words out of her yet.
Maybe a song.
Yeah. So what was really cool is we had the event that I went to with your wife on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
It was a delightful
and
event.
I was waiting for a call for bail money.
It was good. A good time was had that night. But we go into all these stores and stuff like that. And even though I've known Jill, I hadn't got to see the location or the space yet. And so it was really cool. So we said, all right, you guys got to come on and do this. And Jill's like, we'll be brave. Let's do it. So they're here today. So first, Jill, I'm going to start with you. So why did you decide to branch out and do something different?
So Becca and I both decided that we wanted to provide the community with something different as far as events go. We both love to throw parties and events, and we were having trouble finding eclectic different styles of furniture aside from just your basic mm-hmm. tables and chairs and backdrops and stuff like that. And so Becca had opened Sugar Magnolia Boutique downtown, and we started talking about maybe starting with a few items that we had already had, like a dance floor and some really cool chairs and pieces of furniture, to see if maybe we could rent some of those pieces for other people to use for their events. And then it's just kind of taken off since then, and we're growing and operating out of her Sugar Magnolia shop. Now have split the shop in half to where we've mm-hmm. now able to provide a little venue space for showers, and we have some more ideas to come down the road with that. And we've just added like a large inventory of pieces, and now not just have furniture pieces, but like decorative accessories and glassware and just kind of different items that you can't necessarily find at other rental businesses in our area. So that's kind of where we're at right now with it.
Well, I feel like it's the field of dreams, like the baseball show. If you build it, they will come.
Yes.
You guys kind of started out with maybe a friends event or something, and it was yes. spectacular. And then, because I know that circle of friends, we kind of got a big mouth. And so, you
yes,
know, we
does.
Talk, we share on social media, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Where did you do that? How did you find that? Who did that for you? And then here comes these two.
I'm so out of my comfort like, circle here.
So then they're like, we can do that for you too.
Yes.
I'm focused on the cake thing. Are we still doing cakes?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So that's kind of where things get tricky. We're both moms, and we are juggling two businesses, both of us, her Sugar Magnolia Boutique and the rental business. And I'm still doing as many cakes as I can, as well as helping operate our event rental business. So it's kind of a lot, but we're doing it.
Well, because they're two totally polar different things. You need to put a... No, you don't need to. I'm just making this up. But like an oven and stuff. You need a kitchen
well,
in the back.
Well, we thought about that.
So
we
you could just have one
that.
Place.
Yeah.
Get your house back.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we are hoping to eventually have a kitchen space for our event. I don't think that I'll be making cakes necessarily out of it.
Right.
But it would be nice to be able to provide that also.
Oh, we're getting there close. So,
So who is your customer? I mean, it sounds like someone's pretty unique. So, I mean, who's
anybody.
Your typical customer? Is this the party for 1,000 people, or is it who do you see coming
so,
in?
So our main rentals are weddings. Those are big events that people typically reach out to us for things for their weddings, sweetheart tables, chairs. It's the more decorative things, that things that are kind of out of the norm. We have a lot of vintage items, a lot of boho type, you know, rattan furniture pieces, peacock chairs,
right.
that type of thing.
Like your
thing.
Statement piece.
I'm
yes.
so out of my
yeah.
comfort zone.
I know.
Here.
I'm dying laughing. Jill said boho and looked at Alan, and I'm like,
why,
oh,
man.
Honey, you look the wrong direction.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Oh, my gosh, that's too
and
funny.
Showers, oh. baby showers and bridal
right.
showers. We rent a lot of specialty chairs and backdrops. That's kind of like the new. Well, it's not necessarily, it's new to our area. It's been around for a while, but people like to have a special place for the guest of honor to sit and open gifts and a place for beautiful photography.
Yes.
And we work with balloon artists and event planners and photographers to create just really memorable scenic spaces for people to enjoy during the event.
And you do a great job because it's absolutely stunning. I've seen the backdrops. I've seen all that. It's amazing. So I know when we were in there, I think you ladies had said that you were having like a baby shower or something next day. So like if people are interested in coming and looking at the space, like roughly what size can fit in there currently? I know you have big plans for the future, but currently...
So we actually were just discussing this today because we haven't measured it. It's kind of been this within the last few weeks that we even decided that, oh, we have this beautiful space with exposed brick and it's downtown and we just got these new floors and it's just so pretty. So we just split the shop up. So we haven't measured it, but we do know that we can fit up to about 25 people comfortably. And we are expecting to possibly... Hopefully, we had a contractor come in to add a bathroom and a little kitchenette in the back so people can bring in their own food. And having two bathrooms will open up us to be able to have more people. However, the space roughly holds about 25 people party right now. But we're hoping once we have some more construction done, we will be able to open up larger space.
But that really is about the average size or less for like a baby shower, I think. So, I mean, that's reasonable for a lot of different kinds of parties.
Yeah, especially if you let men not go.
Or make them go. You mean not let them. You mean not make them.
No.
I know what you mean.
No. Let them go golfing.
Let them go golfing. Well, the space is limited, honey. Go golfing.
Yeah.
That's not ever going to happen.
Well, there's lots of potential for dinner parties, and we're hoping that someday we might be able to provide some different thing options aside just from showers and whatnot.
I think the one thing that it's really hard for people to come in here sometimes and toot their own horn, honestly. So I'm going to toot it for you. But honestly, they're two of the nicest, kindest, most generous, wonderful hearted women.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, they are. I mean, come on.
Nobody's this good.
It's Joe Faye. She's a doll. So I just feel like if you're looking for somebody to help you and guide you or give you ideas or kind of help you be a hostess with the mostess, I mean, I don't know Becca long, but I do know Joe for a long time. And I would trust her with watching my grandkids. So to me, that's ultimate trust. So I mean, if you are looking at having a party, I would definitely give these two ladies a call.
Thank you.
I just need to throw a party just for that now.
Would you let them watch Jax?
Actually, I would.
I wouldn't.
Well, I need
Jax is our watch office dog, as you know, Jill.
Yeah.
I let him watch my grandkids.
Now, but, so, yeah, I might want to babysit your dog when I have time.
So what's the other part of the business?
Okay, Becca, you can do it.
Yeah, Sugar Magnolia. I'm going to let Becca talk about this.
All right.
So, Becca, my daughter-in-law was with me when I was shopping, and she purchased something there because your stuff is just, it's eclectic, and it's unique, and it, like, just speaks to people. So tell us if you...
You keep saying eclectic. What the heck is that?
Eclectic. It's, like, unique or, like, a one-off or just something, just a different, I don't know, but it has pizzazz.
So what did she buy?
Anyway, we have 1 minute left, and I'm going to get her to talk on this thing, Alan Painter.
I'm saying shut up,
so
Alan.
Kind of. So, like, walk us through the store. What some things we'll find on your shelves?
Unique pieces. I like different styles that you're not going to find whenever you walk into another person's store. Mid-century modern, boho, just colorful, I don't know. Random stuff, I like to stage it and...
Yeah, I think that it's fun because there's just something there that speaks to everybody.
Yes, like an instant nostalgia when you walk in a lot of times.
Oh, nostalgia. That's the best word. Yeah, and it really kind of was. It took us back a few.
And we were walking by with Jack. It's like, it's really cool stuff for me. I've never seen anything like it.
And they display it well, because he walks by to the bank every day. So tell us, since we're just got a couple seconds here, tell us where we can find you, your address, and a telephone number.
Downtown on Jackson, right?
Yeah, 549.
Yeah.
It's People's Goods, right?
Yeah, 549 Southeast Jackson Street. We actually share the lobby with People's Goods on the right. Sugar Magnolia is on the left, and our event rental space is in the Sugar Magnolia
part of
space.
It.
Space, yes.
And what's a number to reach out to you if somebody's interested in having a party?
541-817-2183.
And on Facebook? Okay.
Yes. Better Together Event Rentals on Facebook and Instagram.
So
And you're going to put our that on our
book. I'll put it on our post when we podcast it. Yeah.
Awesome.
You bet. Well, thank you, ladies. See, back in that wasn't so bad.
Thank you.
Everybody go out and support a new business starting up. And
and really go check it out, because you're not going to see this stuff anywhere else. This is unique, really cool stuff. So you want to make your wife happy, it's a place.
Yeah. All this is about making Angie happy. Amen. All the time, getting him out of the doghouse. You don't know how many times we hear about that. All right, y'all. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your cue and the local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to your cue. I'm Shannon. This is Alan.
Well, I tell you what, Shannon, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I was really stoked about our next guest. And we'll have him back when we have a little more time, but I really wanted to squeeze him in here. And so we can give our listeners a little information on what they do, because anything with meat is a good thing.
Absolutely. So we have Dominique and Dominique from Meatworks in Drain, correct? Or is your actual correct. Location is in Drain? Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they are a newer, I'm going to say, butcher shop up in the Drain area. And we're having them on now because they have a big, huge sale coming on. So we don't want to miss that opportunity for them to get out the information on their sale. And then we're going to have them back and tell us all the good, wonderful things that they do. And so I'm going to have you get close to the mic there and tell us about your upcoming sale.
Well, in April 6th and 7th, we're having our semi-annual sale where you can come in and buy whole primal cuts, and we'll cut them for you at no additional charge and at a very reduced cost. So it's a tremendous value on everything, and all our products are high choice grade or better. So there's too many on the list to go through now, but come by and see us, and some high quality product.
Well, I'll tell
so
you
So it's
what,
just 2 days only, right?
The
sale.
Just 2 days.
And this is something that's like a one time a year that
twice
you do?
Twice a year.
Okay, twice a year.
I mean,
I knew
folks.
It was very rare, though, so this is like a big sale, not like a small, we've got chicken legs on sale or drumsticks.
Well, how
this
about
is a big
this?
Deal.
How about the Thursday doorbuster, folks?
Uh-oh.
Peppered bacon ends in pieces, a 20-pound thing of, I love pepper bacon, from $1.99 a pound, Thursday only.
Y'all, this is Ellen's love language is meat. So
yeah, we'll be cooking ribs Thursday, Friday as well. Half racks and whole racks of ribs for sale, cooked, just as kind of an added benefit.
To go?
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
To go. Yeah, to go.
Like cooked, like ready to take
like
home
and
have
and
dinner?
I guess
what you girls know what you're getting for lunch.
You're going to have to drive to Drain.
Yeah, it'll be worth your time for sure. I mean, it's a big deal. We have a good time, and we've done it twice before. This will be our third one, and it's been a big turnout, and we're hoping for another one. So,
where in the world can you get quality hamburger for $3.99 a pound?
I don't know, because I raise my own beef.
Holy smokes.
I'm the wrong person to
only
ask.
Only at Meatworks and Drain.
Meatworks and Drain. So I do have a question, and I know we're going to have you on again, because I think it's going to take quite a bit of time for you guys to say everything that you do. But one of the things that I know that's really rare is not a lot of butchers anymore do game. And you guys do.
Yeah, we do wild game processing, you know, all species of wild game, deer, elk, antelope, bear, et cetera, birds. We've done some pheasant and goose, pepperoni sticks and so forth. So, yeah, any manner of wild game we do. Yeah.
Penguins.
Did he say
that?
We haven't
got a penguin yet, but we're game to try.
So do you say goose pepperoni sticks?
Yeah, people have brought us
waterfowl
to make pepperoni.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
See?
I know.
So
well, I'm stopping by. I got to go up there this weekend.
So if you're still, if you buy like big ribeyes or something like that, do you guys, will you cut that?
Yeah, so it's essentially a buy in bulk and save, right? So you have to buy the whole primal, so the whole rib primal, say 15 pounds on average, but we'll cut it into steaks however you want it cut, whatever thickness, however trim you know you want it, we'll do that for you. So.
And this starts Thursday.
Thursday the
next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. 6th and 7th of April.
Yeah.
We open
6th, 7th so of April.
Just in time for Easter.
It's not right. April Fool's joke either. It's yep. April It's April 6th get, and 7th.
Get your prime rib for Easter up there and get cut into
really?
Steaks. And,
yeah. He's like, yeah, lady, I'm telling
I'm sorry.
You. We
I'm
got
sorry.
It all.
I'm having like brain seizure. There's a whole list of meat here, and it's like amazing prices.
Is literally
we absolutely
is,
cut you a prime rib.
This is his love language. So it's like there's the five languages of love and meat is yours. I know it's not on there. We need to create a sixth one because this really is his love language. But this is awesome. And I really did want to get out about the wildlife because that is really a small group of people.
It's harder and harder.
That are doing it,
yeah,
you know.
It really
and
is.
So love to get that out for you guys. So. And I need to, with Umpqua Survival, sponsoring our little segment here, need to get their winner out, which I'm not even going to say the last name. I'm just going to call you because Kim,
well,
I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name. And
so all the Kims in Douglas County, stay on the end of your seat. You might be getting a phone call.
I'll call you after 5.
Hey, and I want to again thank Carlos and everybody down at Umpqua Survival for supporting us and supporting the business.
Absolutely.
You know, it's awesome seeing our neighbors in the business and the community impact they're having. So thank
yes.
you, Carlos, and all your folks down there. We really appreciate you.
And I'm going to put your future date that you're going to be on our podcast so that people that listen to you today will know when to tune in. So.
We're going to talk more meat in the future.
Yes. Well, time to go now, everybody. So you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
God bless.
We're out.